Joe Presents In Defence Of, brought to you by Betfred.
Yes, people, Steve-O the Madman here, and welcome to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betfred. Now here, I like to invite some of my friends down to the studio with a football topic they feel passionate about, whether it be Raheem Sterling's the greatest winger the Premier League's ever seen, or Frank Lampard's better than Steven Gerrard. They have their say, I'll have mine, and eventually, maybe, they might make me change my mind. Now, stepping into the away end today is somewhat of a football nemesis to me, but I also call him my younger brother in the game. It's the annoying Spurs fan, Craig Mick. How are you, bro?
Yes, G.
See, that sort of stuff right there, bro. How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic.
Really?
I know, as a Spurs fan, exactly. I shouldn't be, but life's great. So, you know, we move.
On a personal level, you're doing all right, doing all well.
Yeah, man, I'm healthy, I'm working, I'm grinding, so I'm good. It's just I wish Spurs would make my life that bit better.
So obviously you're mentioning Spurs, so I'm taking it. The topic you want to talk to me about today is Spurs related.
Of course.
Okay, let me explain to you what's going to happen though. So obviously you can see the podiums.
Yeah.
We've got the away podium, the home podium. You get up to 1 minute to stand on the podium and just tell me what points you're going to bring to the argument.
Right.
And then we'll come back here and we'll hash it out. Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. You know,
ready to do this?
Been ready.
Okay, my G.
Let's go. Harry Kane is easily the best striker in the Premier League right now, today, for a number of reasons. First of all, he's the most recent Golden Boot winner, and he got top assister in that league as well. Yeah, I know he beat De Bruyne and you know, Bruno, but we'll forget about that. Let's stick to striking. Most recent Golden Boot winner. He's won three of them in his time in the Premier League, and we can go four Golden Boots if we include the World Cup one. How many strikers in the Premier League right now have won a World Cup Golden Boot? Oh, okay, not many. How many in life have won a World Cup Golden Boot? Okay, not many. But let's stick to the Premier League. He's got 166 goals in 245 games for Tottenham Hotspur. Spurs finished seventh last year and he got a Golden Boot. He's the most complete striker in the league. He can score left foot, right foot, headers, tap-ins, outside the box. He creates for other people. He sees the bigger picture. But the most impressive thing about Harry Kane is his footballing brain. His football IQ, it's above anyone else's. He understands the game. He can draw a foul if he needs to. He can create space for other people if he needs to. He can just pop it from 30 yards. We've seen him score from the halfway line before. What can't this man do?
You made some good points, Craig. Very good points. In fact, it reminded me of an episode of Back to the Future. You're talking about Harry Kane won this back then. He might win this then. Listen, let me tell you why he's not the best striker in the Premier League right now. Start the time. Reason number one, Lukaku. When Romelu Lukaku is in the league, and he is the most complete player, by the way, he's got strength, pace, he scores, he comes with accolades, and he's at a team that's going to provide for him. So for me, he's probably going to finish with more goals than him. So that's one player. Then you've got Mo Salah. The geezer is actually winning trophies. That's something Harry Kane needs to do for him to have the accolade that you're trying to give him. He scored over 100 goals in 168 games. The ratio is crazy. Not to mention Cristiano Ronaldo, the actual GOAT. But my main reason why I don't think Harry Kane is the best in the Premier League, best striker in the Premier League right now, is because he's stout at Tottenham. He needs to leave. After not going to Man City, it's done his head a madness, bruv. He's acting like Alice in Wonderland, bruv. He's cuckoo. Trust me, bro. And for that reason, I don't think he's ever going to be the Harry Kane that we saw. He's done. But let's talk about it, bro. Whew. So, bro.
Yes.
You've got some good points. But genuinely, as my brethren, bro, look me in my eyes and tell me you genuinely believe he's the best Premier League striker now.
Facts.
Right now. 100%. Playing right now.
Yes, yes. With my chest, I genuinely believe that.
He hasn't scored.
Doesn't
it matters right now?
How many games are we into this season?
Four.
Yeah. Okay. How long is a Premier League season? 38 games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it's a marathon, right? Yeah, not a sprint. So why would I? For me, I need to go by who won the Golden Boot last year, most recently, before four or five games ago.
I get that.
That was Harry Kane. Mm-hmm. There's no point me crowning someone else right now because in three games from now, four games from now, they could go on a goal drought. Mm-hmm. And Harry Kane could score four in a row. So we got to go by who's the most recent Golden Boot winner. And that is Harold Kane.
Now.
Right now,
matters.
Yes. Yeah, he just scored midweek.
Yeah, but let me hit you with a stat. I'm going to hit you with a stat, right? And I'm not really a stat man, you know this, yeah?
Yeah.
But we talked about the first four games and Golden Boot and all of this. Did you know that this time last year, Harry Kane had had 19 shots, scored four goals already, right?
Yeah.
As I say, I'm not a stat man.
Yeah.
But this season, there was a game that got recorded, and it's the first time in Harry's career in Spurs colours that he's played 90 minutes and not had a shot at goal. Does that worry you, bro? Not only that, he didn't even have a touch in the opposition's box, bro.
That's got nothing to do with how good he is.
So you're talking about the Golden Boot from last year, but what's happened since last year, bro? He's going to go City, didn't go. Yeah. Signs a six-year contract, and I remember talking to you
about three years ago.
This is why I love my friends, because we've spoke off-cam and all of this, bro.
Yeah.
When we talk about Aubameyang signing contracts and then giving it up, getting a cigar out, do you know if Harry Kane's doing that?
No. How can he not be doing
that?
You're just missing parts of context.
What am I missing?
So we know that he missed the first two games of the season.
Yeah.
Because of the whole Man City debacle.
Bro, he didn't turn up. Yeah, that's bad.
But my whole point is he didn't play. So obviously he can't get goals in those games. So he's only played for three games.
My point is that he didn't turn up. This is why he's not the same Harry Kane. This is why
that doesn't mean he's not the same Harry Kane. That means he's got ambition. He knows that if I got Golden Boot, and King of Assists. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? The King of Assists? I think it is. They give out trophies for it now. Okay. It's not Golden Assist. I think it's the King of Assists. Do your Googles. He got that as well. But Spurs finished seventh. Mm-hmm. Make that make sense. How can you get top striker, top assister? You're beating De Bruyne, Bruno Fernandes for assisting. Then you're beating all these other strikers in the league for the Golden Boot, but your team finished seventh. You have to get out of there.
I believe that. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Oh, so we're on the same page here.
We are on the same page.
So the reason... let's answer this one for me. So the reason Harry Kane ain't the best right now is because he needs to leave.
No, that is why he's
That's what you just said.
No, what I'm saying to you is...
You just said that.
No, I didn't. I'm saying he needs to leave because he knows he's the best. So he needs to go somewhere that fulfills his ambition, that meets his level. At Spurs, unfortunately, the players around him are just not quite on his level. At Man City, it's littered with players on his level. So he knows, being the great player that he is, he needs to be aligned with greatness. That's why he tried to push that move through. Now, obviously, he's suffering a bit of a hangover right now. But that doesn't take away from his quality. Everyone knows what he's capable of.
A hangover, bro.
Well, he's still got goals in all competitions. What I'm saying, not the Premier League.
But let's talk about now. There's players that are right now are doing mad things, bro. Under pressure.
In better teams.
Lukaku.
In way better teams.
If you go back 3 years, bro, your team was sick.
We're not in 3 years, bro. You just said we're in 2021.
Okay, well done. Well done for pulling it up, because now you want to talk about him breaking records in the future.
But who? Who breaking records in the future?
Harry Kane. Do you think he's going to break the Shearer record?
It's tight, but he'll
definitely... This Harry Kane
right now. Hold on, he'll definitely finish number two. Definitely finish number two. He's overtaking Wayne Rooney.
I don't know, bro.
He will.
I don't know.
He will.
Mo Salah is still playing. And
Salah's not breaking the record. It's not.
Doing that from the wing.
Salah is not breaking the record. Will Salah finish higher than Harry Kane in the all-time goalscorer list? He's already 60-something goals behind Harry Kane already. And a similar age.
Bruv, Harry's going to
slow. They're a similar age.
No, but this is the thing, bro. This is what I'm talking about. If Harry Kane, that we know from last season, the season before, if that Harry Kane was continuing to play, like we say, if he keeps his form or if he doesn't get injured, that's what we've always said.
He will.
Or he hasn't kept his form, Craig.
He will. It's been five Salah's games. Steve-O, it's been five games
and
in the season.
It's been the Euros, Craig.
It's been five games, but he got four goals in the Euros.
Craig.
And when it came time to step up and take a penalty, when there was pressure, he scored his. Can't say the same for all of the other players.
I'm not saying Harry Kane is a bad player, by the way, but I'm just saying... Listen, he might be the fourth best striker.
You can't say he's a bad player because you just look silly.
He might be the fourth best striker in the league. Behind Mo Salah.
Bro.
Behind Lukaku.
Bro.
Is he better than Lukaku?
Bro, of course he's better than Lukaku.
Of course.
So look, you're one of those guys that see a player on form for five games.
Come on, I'm not like that, bro.
Hold on, but that's what everyone's doing right now, because Lukaku was at Inter Milan last year, won the league, killing it. No one said he was better than Harry Kane. Now that he signed this £100 million deal and come to Chelsea and he looks good at the beginning of the season, now all of a sudden he's better. Harry Kane is still the best, and I'll explain to you why. Like I said, if even Harry Kane right now, if he's playing in that Chelsea team, he's doing more than Lukaku. These are hypotheticals, obviously.
I know they are. Just like,
but he's like, doing
Jamie
more than
Vardy didn't need to play in a better team.
Is Lukaku going
to
bat it up in this Spurs team? This exact Spurs team with this manager?
I'm not even being an idiot now. I think he might, bro.
Yeah, okay. Where you're scoring goals, a man are letting him free behind you, game after game.
By the way,
that's going to demoralise anyone.
That's not my argument. I'm not trying to move players from things we're saying right now.
But you've got to use perspective.
At Spurs right now,
exactly.
His body language doesn't look great. Let me ask you this one then.
Yeah, because he wanted to move and be with greatness, because he's greatness.
So that's taking his form away, because he's meant, like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're talking about form. What was my question? Who's the best on form, or is who is the best in the Premier League right now?
I just want to do ability.
That is
then.
My question.
So if we're doing just ability, bro, yes. Yeah.
We're not doing just ability. You're trying to frame
it
like
so
that.
I'm so mad.
We're doing everything. We're doing everything. Everything in one. Harry Kane is the best striker in the Premier League. And in world football, the only striker that can really chat to him is Robert Lewandowski.
And Haaland.
If Lukaku bads it up in this season,
he's doing right now.
Yeah, five games ago, 3 games ago, Spurs were top of the league. I was shouting at about everyone. Top of the league. Oh, we're top of the league. We're at Spurs now. Things change quickly in football. Harry Kane is going to be up there.
I mentioned Harry Kane playing for England, right? During the Euros.
Captain
you said
of England.
Captain scored 4 goals, all of this, right? Do you think Harry Kane, because you want to talk about the future.
Yeah.
It's Minority Report here.
It's one of my favourite artists.
Do you think Harry Kane will beat Rooney's record?
Yeah. What are we doing here? Southgate said it. I think Rooney even said it.
And I asked you this question.
I'm not going to listen to them or you.
I asked you this question. You know I speak to Gareth, bro. I've actually...
I introduced Gareth, you. Yeah,
You did.
Thank in Miami. There. Come on.
Yeah, I like Gareth.
Family.
Good guy. But anyway, bro, for him to beat Rooney's record, it'd have to be the Harry Kane, the assist king, and the golden boot guy. That's the Kane that would beat those records. That's the Kane that will beat Shearer's record, bro.
Let me tell you something.
This Kane has gone. It seems like he's gone.
He hasn't gone. Let me tell you something, Steve-O, right, about Harry Kane. Let me tell you something about Harry Kane. This is a man that went on eight loan moves early in his career.
His mental was
Norwich.
His one strength.
Let me finish. Leicester, Norwich, Mill. He was everywhere. Grinding, scoring goals. This man is driven by a desire to be the best. It's not money. It's not fame. It's not clout. That a lot of these footballers like, no names. He ain't doing all the madness around it. This man is solely focused on being the best. We saw the documentary, Jose Mourinho's office. Oh, I want to be Ronaldo. I want to be Messi. I want to be up there with the best. That's his desire. Do you think a person with that kind of desire, you have that desire in your field. That's why you're doing what you're doing. I have that desire.
Yep.
That doesn't go anywhere.
It goes.
That doesn't dwindle.
When you make your mind up and think you're gone, bro. Yep. Come on, that's what I'm saying.
No, but
please take yourself
away. He didn't push it as far as he could have, Steve-O.
Do you think, before that even happened, do you think it was a bit out of character, him walking around a golf course with Gary Neville? This is a different Harry Kane.
It's not.
No?
It's not. It's just him realising.
Was it 2 days? There's a number of days he didn't turn up.
He didn't turn up for training.
Is that not out of character?
No.
So for Harry Kane... What?
No.
You're chatting shit now.
I'm not.
You are. We can swear on this.
You can swear, bro,
because you make me. But listen, the reason I say this, and I'm alluding to something, right? Because what I want to see happen, and I think what you're doing is you're protecting him. You're going back to this mentality that he has. Because if Paul Pogba doesn't turn up, or Paul Pogba tries to force a move, it's a madness, bro. So this guy's
Madness with who?
With everyone in football.
See, I don't care about newspapers and the media and people.
You are the media, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't care about the newspapers and this narrative that mainstream media like to portray of footballers. And that's the problem. Football fans get caught up in that too much. Harry Kane's portrayed as the great white hope. Pogba's portrayed as... I don't get involved in those mixed up narratives. I know footballers are human beings, and this character you're talking about, you don't know Harry Kane. I don't know Harry Kane like that. This is all perception, all right? We don't know what Harry Kane would have done in the past because he's never been in this circumstance before. He tried to be loyal to a club that he came through, gave him more years than really he should have because he thought it was going somewhere, and it's gone pear-shaped. The manager he came up under, Pochettino's long gone. He's working with Messi, Mbappe, Neymar and these guys. The second manager that came in, he's now gone, Jose Mourinho. And then they made his best mate, who was never even close to him in terms of ability, no offence, Ryan Mason, his manager. That is an absolute shit show in my eyes.
Because all of that...
I want to be out as well.
Now, you touched on this earlier, but I need to know, right? So in my eyes, for Harry Kane to be the great Premier League striker you claim him to be, which he is one of, I believe he needs to leave Spurs. I think he needs to leave Spurs. I think he needs to go to a City, even a United, a Chelsea, win Champions League, take them, just take them, take their club forward, right?
Yeah.
And that will take him forward.
Mm.
Do you think that?
100%.
But I don't think that takes away from how great he is now, because he hasn't
done
that yet.
But you just 100%. If it's not 100%, no, you would have said 75% or something. You just 100% agreed with me.
He needs the accolades, because you don't want to finish your career as the greatest Premier League striker that never won anything. No one wants that tag. He don't want that tag. I remember watching the Gary Neville interview on the golf course that you brought up, and he was talking about The Last Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that has a desire to be the best or the greatest, when you watch The Last Dance, that's going to put a fire in your belly, yeah, because you saw Jordan was at the Chicago Bulls for years, didn't win anything throughout the whole 80s, boom, got the right pieces of the puzzle, mm-hmm, and then won six in like, yeah, 7 years championships. Unfortunately, Harry Kane was waiting around at Tottenham Hotspur for the pieces of the puzzle to fall into place. Hasn't happened. It will look close at one stage, Champions League finals. It hasn't happened. So now he can't do the dream winning things with his series like Michael Jordan did. He actually has to now go, because time's running out. You're on a clock as a footballer, unfortunately. And I think for Harry Kane, we need to look at it. There's this whole thing of, oh, you're the only great if you're at big clubs and you win things. There's something needs to be said about managers and players who play at clubs with less resources, less talent, and still accomplish things. Mm-hmm. Like Pochettino, taking Spurs from nothing to a Champions League final. Okay, they didn't win anything, but how many of the great managers we idolise, like Klopp or Pep, could do that? Or how many of the great strikers we're talking about now? Could Cristiano Ronaldo, who's now at Man United, could he come to Spurs and take Spurs into a top four year after year, or have them battling for Premier League titles? You've got to look at the context and tools. That's very important.
I think he could.
Well, we don't know, but we know Harry Kane's done it. We know with Harry Kane, he's kept Spurs in the conversation 3-4 years ago in Premier League title conversations, Champions. He's been there. He's won golden boots.
He needs to go.
Yes, to
and,
win
and
things.
And you wouldn't think he's a Judas, a snake, if he did go?
Why would I think? No. He's been at Spurs for years. He tried everything. For me, if you're winning golden boots, but your team are finishing seventh, that says a lot about the team and nothing about you.
Well,
because you've done everything you needed to do. Your job is to score goals. Oh, wait, and you assisted as well. Isn't that supposed to be like one of the other midfielders' jobs, like Lo Celso or one of the playmakers?
Ain't that a problem though, bro? Ain't that a problem that because he hasn't got these puzzles and these pieces around him,
mm-hmm,
he's now dropping deeper,
yeah,
getting the assists, and we all thought that was great at the time, mm-hmm, but it's obviously taken away.
Well, it didn't last makes season, him, he did both.
Not this year though, bro.
The strikers you're talking about can't do both.
You've lost a bit more puzzles, pieces of your puzzles have gone from Spurs, yeah, yeah? Now you're having to drop even deeper. Before we had a Toby that can find you,
Now
you're having to come and get it off people that can't find you out of the defence, maybe.
Let me ask you this.
Go on.
If you could take one striker in the Premier League, mm-hmm, on top form, who are you taking?
I see Craig, and I think there, that's the argument one right there, because you just said it. If you could take a striker,
but my argument
on
is
top form, you had to put that in because you know he's not on top
but
form,
it's not
Craig.
Even that. Yeah, but that's obvious. But my argument isn't who is the best striker on form. I came into you and said that my argument in defence of is Harry Kane is the best striker in the Premier League right now.
Okay.
So if you take all of them, whoever you think is the best and whoever I think is the best, who are you taking? Tell me the striker you're taking. Your Pep, they got to sign a striker. Yeah. Aguero's left.
Yeah.
You could take one striker in the league to lead your line at Man City. Who are you taking?
Lukaku.
So why didn't Man City go for Lukaku?
I don't think he wanted to go. I think he had his mind.
Lukaku didn't want to go Man City.
No, not when he stood up in Stamford Bridge when he was 11 years old.
No, it's because they weren't in for him.
He's going to win the league.
Because they weren't in for him, bro. They were in for Haaland and Harry Kane.
But Chelsea, but to do these sort of moves, you've
He weren't in the combo.
You know, we've spoke about
it. He weren't in the combo.
To do these sort of moves, they have to be done for months and months before.
Broski, he weren't in the convo. The three top strikers in world football right now, number nines, in any particular order, Harry Kane, Lewandowski and Haaland. Lukaku weren't in the combo. So I'm saying, you lot are getting excited with these first five games.
I'm sorry.
Lukaku, this Chelsea team won the Champions League without Lukaku. With Werner. So what are we talking about here? Adding Lukaku to that, cool, he's a great player and he's definitely going to add to it, but he's in an already phenomenal team with a world-class DM in Kante, world-class wingers, phenomenal centre-backs. Harry Kane is playing, no offence, with like Davinson Sanchez, Ben Davis, like these guys, and still putting numbers on the board. Shout out Pusha T.
Mate, he puts numbers on the board just like Vardy put numbers on the board, bro. That's like Danny Ings at Southampton.
That Vardy's never put Harry Kane's numbers on the board. Sorry,
he's got
bro.
20s, 22s. That's all Harry Kane got last year.
And by the way, in one season, he hit 41 goals in all comps. And another season, he hit 36 goals in all comps. What are we talking about?
Okay, so what we're talking about when you talk about that is that he hit the 30s, he hit the 25s, he hit the 30s.
Yeah.
The last couple of years, it's been 18. It's been 22.
23 in the league last year.
22 in the free.
What was the other
season
do?
Before 18?
What did the other strikers do? They all had a chance.
I'm saying,
what did they
do? We're judging Harry on Harry. We're judging Harry on Harry.
By the way, we're talking about a player that gets injuries during the season and still takes golden boot.
But who I'm comparing him against who sometimes plays on the wing. You got a Lukaku that does so much. He's the complete player. If you've been watching him, even when he ain't scored, he's the complete player.
He's a complete striker. He's not the complete player. Harry Kane's the complete player because he can get assists. Lukaku won't ever get a golden assist ever.
Don't never say never, bro.
He won't, because it's not in his game.
When he's not scoring, he's like a Drogba.
Yeah,
he could score 5 goals in a season and he would have had a great season.
He ain't Drogba, though.
Harry Kane can't score 5 and have a great season.
What are we... Where's this argument gone, Stephen? What were you talking about here? Let me talk about Harry Kane. I could go with stats for Harry Kane forever because the stats weigh in my favour.
I've gone with stats, Chris. Sorry.
Hold on.
I've gone with stats and you've tried to dismiss that. I've gone with mentality. You tried to dismiss that.
What's going on right now? How can you go against Harry Kane's mentality? How could you go against Harry Kane's mentality?
Bro, he doesn't want to be there. He's despondent.
You're speaking about 2 games in a 38-game season.
That's all
season,
I can talk
God.
About is the now, Craig.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can actually use your mind and go, actually, Harry Kane's been in the Premier League for 6-7 years now and we're having a discussion about best in the Premier League. So what you're doing is eradicating 6 years of hard work that Harry Kane's put in for 5 games of the current season that hasn't even been completed.
By the way,
yet.
Craig, we was on our show last year and the years before when Harry Kane never scores in August, remember? Always starts poor.
What has that got to do with the finish?
Last year,
that doesn't mean anything.
Bro, because I've never been one that because
clutching,
he didn't score. No.
Clutching.
Yeah, you're winding me up.
You're clutching like this. You're clutching.
Brother.
You're clutching.
Craig, just let me finish, please.
Go on then.
And tell me and be honest here.
Go on.
Reaching. Listen, bruv, when Harry Kane doesn't usually score in August, everyone, please tell me, you know, when he doesn't usually score, I know he scored by this time last year, four, I've already said that, but usually he has a slow start to the season. Yeah. I've never been one that says, oh, Harry Kane's terrible. No, because usually he's getting chances, he's creating chances, he's doing all of that, he's involved. At the moment, bro, as I said to you, he had a game recently. He didn't even get in the opposite. He didn't have a touch in the opposition's box. That is unlike Harry Kane. So what I'm saying to you,
crazy to me.
It is crazy.
No, what you're
not
saying,
having a shot in 90 minutes is crazy.
What you're saying is crazy to me. You're better than this. Like I said, you're eradicating 6-7 years of hard work accolades for 3 games. Because remember, he hasn't even played the full 5 games. 3 games in the current season. I could link you in November. And he could be top scorer.
Come back, please. Come back.
Like, what are we doing here? Like, you're better than this. 3 games. Hold on. And we were talking about 3 Premier League games. This guy scored for England. He scored in the League Cup. He scored in the Europa. He scored this season. You're going on like he's just down tools. This is the narrative you're making out. You're pushing that media narrative like he's despondent. He's not even playing. Well, then how's he still scoring goals? Because you got players.
Media
that have,
narrative.
You got players. Me. Hold on. You got players like Lacazette and some of these other strikers. Like, that actually haven't got all the drama or politics going around and they still need penalties to get their goals.
Craig, you've mentioned him, he scored for England. Let's be real. And this is what I'm trying to say to you. If we wanted to do stats,
who is Lukaku playing with and who's Harry Kane playing with?
Craig.
This is ridiculous.
Bro, when he played that England game, be honest, that's probably the worst I've ever seen Harry Kane play.
Game or games?
The game against Poland when he scored that long shot. He was out of the game.
He scored.
Craig, let me ask you this, bro.
Yes.
Do you think Harry Kane will score more than Salah, Lukaku, this season?
No.
Because I didn't even mention the other person I was going to mention, the one that you seem to be forgetting. So you're trying to say, oh, the last 6 years, this, you're writing it off. Ronaldo! Jeez, bro.
What about
Ronaldo's in the league.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's in the league.
Steve, Harry Kane is...
Will he score more than Ronaldo?
No, probably not. Okay. And I'll tell you why. Harry Kane is playing for Tottenham Hotspur, my club. We've got a new manager who needs to implement what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Literally just came in this summer. He was like 9th choice, by the way. Got to be real. He's playing around players that are not as good as the players in the Chelsea team, in the Liverpool team. That Liverpool team have won Champions Leagues, Premier League titles. This Man United team, on paper, I mean, if Conte had this team, they'd probably win the league.
Crazy.
Sorry, Ollie.
Crazy.
Harry Kane's playing for Tottenham. Harry Kane's playing for Tottenham.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying to you is, and I know it's hypotheticals, but we have to use our brain a bit. If Harry Kane was playing under Tuchel in that Chelsea team, golden boot. It's not a discussion. Man City team, if he got that move, golden boot. It's not a discussion. Man United, golden boot, not a discussion. And even the Liverpool team with Salah and Mane or whoever, golden boot. You know this, I know this. Anyone with a brain can put that together. Everyone knows if he went Man City, it's not a discussion. He scores from outside the box. He scores headers. He sets up goals. He scores left foot, right foot. He can score perfect hat tricks. He has it all in his locker. He's the most complete forward. His football brain is stronger than all of their football brain. He knows the game inside out. He sees it from a 360 angle. Maybe not Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo, but we're talking about like a goat player.
And what you've said there, Craig, to me, and I've listened and I've taken it in, used my brain.
Eye test.
What you've said there is Harry Kane can only be the best if he goes to a top team.
No, I didn't say... When did I say that? I just said that he got golden boot and top assister playing in a team that finished seventh. Your man can't do that. Your boys can't do that. It's not possible. Sorry. Ronaldo at Spurs doesn't get golden boot. He doesn't. Lukaku at Spurs does not get golden boot. He just doesn't. I know that doesn't happen. That's why Harry Kane's different. That's why if a man can get a golden boot playing for Spurs that finished seventh and are in Europa Conference League, what can he do if he's playing at the champions Man City, where Kevin De Bruyne is putting it on a 5p every single game? Or Gundogan, or Foden, or Mahrez, or Grealish, the ball's at his feet. At Spurs, he has to come deep because these playmakers just got the wherewithal to go, where is he?
I remember when Falcao went Chelsea and we said the same thing. When he went United, we said the same thing. We say this, if you go there and you put that puzzle with that, guaranteed. When Hazard goes Real Madrid, sometimes, Craig, doesn't work like that. Okay. But
so you think you'd go Man City and be a flop, Harry Kane?
I think this Harry Kane, and I don't know if it's because of not going to Man City.
You do know
but
that.
This Harry
you
Kane.
You know that, but this is your narrative.
This Harry Kane.
Suits your narrative on this show.
Man City have dodged the bullet.
He thinks this Harry Kane that's played 3 games in the Premier League games in the season might not be able to do it at Man City, where he's happy earning about 400 grand a week. And Kevin De Bruyne is going, here, bro.
I don't
every
talk
game.
Hypotheticals anyway. I'm talking about now. This Harry Kane that didn't go to Man City, that's playing with his head droopy down low, all of that.
You
balls
would
hanging
do
out of
that.
His no,
you would
bro.
Do that.
Not if I'm the
but
Harry
bro,
Kane.
You would do that if Oliver Skip and Højbjerg was behind you putting the ball in row Z.
Not if I had a good attitude. To summarise this, bro, because, like, you've tried to poke me, I've tried to poke you, but the truth is, bro, and I'm not leaving this truth.
He's your favourite striker.
Harry Kane was my favourite striker because he done it all. And he dropped deep. He done a bit of Sheringham. But this Harry Kane is dropping too deep now. It's a different Harry Kane. This Harry Kane ain't the same Harry Kane as the Harry Kane before. Therefore, he can't
three
be the game. Greatest
three,
now.
Three Premier League games.
No.
Three Premier League games.
Let's
three
judge
Premier
it after games. 10 then. We'll come back in it. But Premier right now, when you've walked through my door with your chest out, drinking out of my cup, you're trying to say he's the best now and he's not good.
He is. He's the best in the Premier League. He's the best striker in the Premier League. And according to, you know, the rankings, FIFA, everyone that compiled the data and everything, he is.
Craig, have you changed my mind? Bro, the point you made about Harry Kane finishing seventh, but still getting the golden boot, Incredible. And I thought, he's right there. But then something popped up and said, what about Aubameyang? He done that too. And you're not saying that he's the greatest in the Premier League, are you?
But he said it with Vardy and Mane, that golden boot.
I'm not talking about them. But anyway, I'm agreeing with you, bro. It's a great, great point. But the fact that Harry Kane has to move now to fulfil his potential, is that what you're saying?
Just to win stuff.
It doesn't make sense because you're basically agreeing with me saying that the old Harry Kane was good. This Harry Kane ain't as good and needs to move. Therefore, bro, I'm going to be honest, you haven't changed my mind. I mean, genuinely haven't changed my mind. I still believe that there's 3 other strikers at the moment in the Premier League playing better than Harry Kane, that are better than Harry Kane.
Not playing better. So you think they're better than him? Who are they?
Lukaku's better than him.
Okay.
Ronaldo's better than him.
Okay.
Mo Salah's playing better than him.
Listen, you can show a horse the well, but you can't make it drink the water, people. That's it. All I could do is just, you know.
Thought it was a donkey.
You doesn't. Nah, horse.
Oh, is it horse?
I should have said donkey for you. Yeah, could show a donkey, but, you know.
Well, I've had my say, Craig has had his say, but we want to know what you are thinking. So make sure you get involved in the comments and let us know what you thought of the debate. This has been In Defence Of with me, Steve O, the Madman, brought to you by Joe and Betball. But Craig,
yes,
we're still mates?
Of course, my bro, come on.
Oh, thank God.
Love you.
You've been listening to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball.